This is Nikki Heal from Rodeo Bath, and today I am delighted because I'm at Hedgemead Park, which is near the London Road, the top of Walcott Street. And here, going on at Hedgemead Park, is a litter picking campaign, which has been sponsored by Mojas Druitt Solicitors. And I've got Harry, Charlotte and Louise here with me, and I'm going to find out a little bit more about what's been going on. Hi, Harry.
Hello.
Thanks so much for speaking to me. I was just wondering, could you tell me a little bit about your involvement here with the litter picking and supporting Bath in Bloom here at Hedgemead Park and as Mojas Druitt Solicitors?
So at Mojas Druitt, we have a real drive for sustainability and getting involved in local communities and projects and helping out. We've recently supported the food banks in across our three offices, and now we're helping Bath in Bloom with their help in the Hedgemead Park, and we're also conducting litter picks as part of our green team initiatives and sustainability policy.
So how long have you had the green team?
So I think the green team's been up and running for a couple years now. I've only been part of it for the last year.
And so you're a trainee solicitor at Mojas Druitt. What's it like being a solicitor?
Absolutely amazing. No 2 days are the same. I love getting involved in everything, helping out where I can, and helping out with people and their problems.
So what do you enjoy about this the most then, coming out here, being in the fresh air today, and doing something for the community? That's really, really great.
I just love helping. I love helping people. I love helping the environment and Bath.
Yeah. Do you live in Bath?
No, I don't live in Bath, but I come every weekend for coffees and go to the local shops, and I think it's an absolutely fantastic city.
It is. It's beautiful as well. So I'm just going to also speak to Charlotte, who's also a trainee solicitor at Mojas Druitt. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Are you tired yet?
Do you know what? It was amazing how quickly, you know, my back was hurting, but I could see the progress that I was making. So, you know, that kept me going.
So what sort of things have you had to do? What does a litter picking involve? I mean, you know, some people will think you come here and you've got sticks and you're going to pick things up. What else is involved in today for the 2 or 3, 4 hours that you're going to be here?
So the section that I'm working on, we're just cutting back the hedges, the overgrowing plants, just trying to thin it all out to make it look a bit more pretty, and then just picking up the litter as we go along, just to tidy things up a bit.
So it's not just litter picking, it's maintenance as well to make it beautiful and bright and keep it. It's really, really lovely, stupendous park, isn't it? Kind of forget it's here.
Yeah, I actually haven't been here before, but yeah, pleasantly surprised. It's very pretty, so I'm glad to be a part of it.
Excellent. Well, enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much. Louise as well, we're not going to leave you out. Come over here. She's like, you know, shrieking away there in the background. Hi, Louise. You work at Mojas Druitt as well.
Hi. Yeah, I help our family department. I do their administration.
Yeah, very important actually. All that help, you know, all that stuff needs to be done. So what brings you here? Why are you part of the you know, the green team and this initiative as well? You know, how did you get involved, you know?
I live in Larkhall, so I walk past Hedgemead Park every day. So when I heard that Harry was doing this initiative, I really wanted to help out because it's part of my community, but it's been very satisfying. I've been pulling weeds out of walls. It's been good to get all your anger out on these weeds. No, it's been really fun. So I urge people to volunteer because they do need more helpers.
Okay, so they're looking for volunteers. Is that right, Harry?
That is right. The more people, the merrier. Yeah.
And how do people get in contact, or who do they get in contact with?
I think Graham Groom. From Bath in Bloom, he was the main organiser.
Yeah, we'll speak to Graham in a minute and find out what to do. And so wishing you the best for your day, and this is an amazing job that you're doing, and it's so nice to see that you're supporting the community and also helping to keep it green and clean and beautiful. Thanks so much, team.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.